Hi.
Okay, we'll go ahead and continue with our post-race press conference. Go ahead and welcome our winning team, GMS Racing. We have our car owner, Maury Gallagher, crew chief, Chad Norris, and today's winning driver, Spencer Gallagher, driver of the number 23 Allegiant Chevrolet. Spencer Gallagher is the ninth different winner in nine races to start the season this season, and this is his first win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Spencer, tell us about it.
Yeah, that was this is a day I'll remember for the rest of my life. Today was the culmination of what we at GMS have worked for years. We brought an incredible race car to the track. These guys put it together amazingly well between GMS Racing and GMS Fab. We had very good speed all day here, and anyone that knows what they're talking about will tell you that's going to be a big deciding factor coming down to the end at a place like this. But, man, we had a good starting spot. I think everyone kind of got preoccupied with trying to side draft each other up high going into three there, and there, y'all are going to leave a half a racetrack. I'm going to take it. Thank you very much. So then once we got side by side, I just knew that I had to get clear of Tyler going into turn one. That was going to decide the race. And I was able to stay close to him getting in, give him a good side draft, break away from him, get a little momentum, get myself clear. And from there, it's a block until you either get wrecked or see the checkers. And fortunately, we found the latter option.
Thanks, Spencer. Chad, tell us your perspective.
I guess I'm kind of like Spencer. I haven't seen the end of the race yet, but Spencer did an amazing job today. Driving basically all day. He made really smart decisions, throughout the race. Clayton, our spotter, did a really good job of managing the race at the end of the day. So, and all that kind of gets us to where we're at right now. So just a great day for GMS Racing. And, we'll just move on to the next race.
It's a big day for all of you, but especially you, Maury. Tell us about what you're thinking.
Well, I probably have somewhat of a unique situation sitting up here being a relative and a team owner. Most of the time I'm the team owner, not the relative, but being the relative has really been special today. All the kind of lived through all this going over the years, and we weren't very good early on and he wasn't very good. Chad and team and just the building of putting in good stuff. You got to have good stuff in this business. That is just sweetest thing around for everybody concerned. We've got 100 guys back at the shop that are all high-fiving each other and doing great things. And I've been in competition most of my adult life and even when I was younger, and nothing beats competition and winning. So this is as good as it gets.
That's right. Let's go ahead and open up to questions. Go ahead and state your name and affiliation. We'll go ahead and start with Mike Embry in the center. And then we'll go over to up here, right up here.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Spencer, can you provide some perspective on what it means to party like it's 1999?
Well, I wish I could, but unfortunately, most times I've done that, I don't remember most of it. So I can only kind of tell you through anecdote and secondhand observation. But I'm pretty sure anytime the fire department gets called in and they start partying with you, it's officially a 1999 party. So that's kind of the bar I'm aiming for when we get going to GMS Racing.
Go ahead, back here.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Spencer, speaking of party, where was the snow angel and the lug nuts and the three-ring circus that you said you were going to have?
I'll be honest. I let y'all down. I did. Yeah. I apologize for that. I was so happy and so overwhelmed. I wanted to get back to my guys. That was really the only thing I could fit in my tiny little pea brain at that moment was get back to your guys and celebrate with them. I was just so happy. I could run out there, like a hooligan for 20 minutes doing crazy things, but I wanted to be with my guys partying with them. And that was the only thought I could fit in my head at that moment.
Well, the one thought you also had on the radio is it dawned on you that you are now in the playoffs. What does that mean for you and everybody at GMS Racing?
We talked about it at the beginning of the year. That was our goal walking into this year, was we wanted to make sure that we were in the NASCAR Xfinity playoffs in our second year of competition. And today we got to do that. We got to all but clinch that spot and make sure that we're going on into the playoffs and competing for a championship. So, that's the culmination of everything you work for as a driver. That's what you wake up for every morning. That's what you go to bed for every night, is putting your team in the right spot to compete for a championship. And that's what we've done today. And I couldn't be happier.
Let's go over here to Lee.
congratulations, all of you, because you guys have just, you know, worked hard across the board. And, you know, Elliot Sadler brought up a really good point, Mari, about how much you put into the sport. But to, you know, to see Spencer and the growth that he's made, that's something else Elliot said, is that he would call you the most improved driver over the last 12 months. Where do you think those gains have come from on and off the track?
Well, first off, I'm really flattered and complimented by him saying that. You know, I like to think I matured some as a driver, definitely just getting more experience racing with these guys week in, week out, seeing what this schedule and this series takes. You know, there's just some adapting to do it. But I think we're well on our way there. As far as the performance goes, I'll tell you one thing, that, you know, the big piece of it sitting to my right, your left, and that's this guy right here. We brought Chad on towards the end of last year, and he's just been nothing short of revolutionary for our program. The cars are amazing to drive, and as it turns out, when you have amazing cars to drive, you can do amazing things with them. So it's been a nonstop thrill ride since Daytona. We are running so much better this year, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, from where I'm sitting right now, the sky's the limit for us. We got Clayton about the middle of last year, but I've really adored working with him since he came on. You know, some guys just have that Chuck Yeager voice that the second it comes over a radio, you just hear it and instantly calm down. Clayton's one of those guys. That's a favorite quality of mine, so I really love working with him.
Okay, let's go over here to Jerry. Then we'll go to the gentleman in the gray hat and then up to Bob.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Your organization as a whole, where y'all been and where you started at, where you are now, can you talk about that transition? And I mean, I know it's a plate race, but it's still a win, and it's still a big thing. As you said just now, the team has come a long ways.
It's been a long road for us at GMS. You know, we started from the bottom, running in K&N and ARCA, trying to figure ourselves out there. We got into the trucks, and, you know, over the first while, we were just trying to figure out how to qualify into truck races and make the show. So, you know, at every level of motorsport, we've had to struggle. We've had to find our feet, and we've had to make our own way. And it's never been easy, but that's the point of this business. You know, the best rise to the top, and if you work hard enough, you can count yourself amongst them. So it's, you know, the one word I choose to describe it all is humbling. Just watching the ascension of this team and how much we've been able to accomplish in this amount of time. You know, we've got a you know, Truck Series championships, quite a few wins in there, and now an Xfinity Series win. I think we've accomplished a great deal in a relatively short amount of time, and I think that speaks to the strength of the people that we've got at GMS. And the resources that we're able to work with. But, you know, this guy tells me every other day, people make the world go round. Your organization's fate is determined by the quality of people you staff it with. And I think at GMS, we've got nothing but the best. And I think that's why it's a great place to be.
And where and when is the party?
I don't know. I ain't gotten that far yet. But I'm probably going to have to let Metro know in advance, just so that they know when they start getting calls that they just wave it off.
Okay, let's go here in the center.
Christian Coley, frontstretch.com. Spencer, this question is for you. You know, going back to 2016, you finished second to your teammate Grant Enfinger in that race, and then come to today to win this race. Did you take any notes from how you ran in the pack at that race in 2016 to today being up front with the other guys?
You know, our Xfinity cars drive pretty different than a truck, but a plate race is a plate race, you're right. You know, I learned in that race with Grant that, you know, being a team player is great and all, but aggression is what gets you wins. And today I knew I had to be aggressive because I wanted to win. I wanted to win, and I wanted to be in the next dash for cash. So I figured if I could accomplish both of those things at the same time, it'd make my life a little simpler.
Let's come up here to Bob, and then we'll go to Jim.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. I have two for Spencer. The first, last week at Richmond, we were standing there talking, and Brad Keselowski actually came over and said to you, you know, that you were doing a good job. Have you gotten a lot of that from Cup drivers in recent weeks that have kind of affirmed your improvement?
You know, I like to keep my feet on the ground and not toot my own horn too much, but no, you're right. You know, people have noticed it. I've had comments made to me, and that's a really soul uplifting thing, man. That's something that turns your day around. That's something that makes you think different about yourself as a person. So it's been tremendously gratifying to hear that kind of feedback, to hear that, you know, we belong in here, and that these guys that are the titans of this domain are taking notice.
And kind of along those lines, did you ever get the feeling that people perceived you as kind of a young guy with personality, maybe a little goofy, and with some money, and maybe not necessarily as a top-rate driver?
Of course, man. Listen, that's the I knew walking into this business that that was a label I was always going to have to deal with because I'm me. And, you know, I've come to terms with that, and I've accepted it. It doesn't bug me anymore. But at the same time, this is incredibly gratifying to be able to turn around and say, no, we're a victor in the NASCAR National Series. You will respect us. You will respect us when we come to the track. You respect us when we race you because we're in the playoffs, and a lot of people aren't right now. So I think that's because we showed up early. We worked hard, and we brought good stuff, and we got it done. So we deserve to be out here as much as any other guy. You know, that's something I've firmly committed to my heart, and I think today we got to say that out loud and show people that we mean that.
Okay, let's go over here to Jim, and then Chris.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Sort of a continuation of your answer. This is a question about you personally. I think the last time you won was an ARCA race at Kansas. For you personally, all the time and effort, is winning worth the wait?
It's worth everything and more, man. Honest to goodness, this is one of the best days of my life. I know we have worked so hard since we started this Xfinity effort and since we started this team to get ourselves into victory lane in every series. And, you know, we've been able to pull off a bunch in the trucks, but I never got a truck win. I got, you know, pulled up here before right when I was really starting to run strong. So now to be able to get it done here in our second year, that's a huge weight off my shoulders and off my heart. We got the monkey off our backs. We did it. We got ourselves a win.
Chris Knight, GetFence.com. Spencer, you guys you're talking about the playoffs, but now looking ahead to the playoffs, GMS is no stranger to beating the competition in the playoffs with the Truck Series, but how about the Xfinity Series? Can you guys actually step up and be the best team come down Homestead in November?
I won't lie to you, Chris. It'll be tough. This is an extremely deep field full of very talented drivers and, you know, filled with teams that are dedicated and hardworking just like us. But, you know, given the improvement that I've seen, I'm looking forward to making some noise once we get into the playoffs. I think we're going to continue developing the packages that we bring to all kinds of tracks, big and little. I've seen them improve by leaps and bounds already, so I have no reason to believe that we can't continue to make them better and be competitive out front. You know, we got ourselves a top five at a place like Bristol. We showed we can run with these big boys at a driver's track at a place that's demanding on you, and we've got the equipment out here at the big places to make noise and get things done. So I don't see there's any reason that we can't be some kind of force in this playoff season.
Okay, let's go back all the way here in the back.
Zach Tansuetti, KickingTheTires.net. You said you don't remember too much from those last couple laps, but can you recap your pass to the lead and then the blocking that was necessary on the last lap?
I'll try. I just remember going off into three. I think I was in the top lane, and I remember I saw the bottom lane all crowding the top lane up to the middle of the racetrack, and the top is at the top of the racetrack, you know, trying to side draft each other. And I was coming up to everyone with a pretty decent run, and the thought occurred to me, if y'all are going to give me half the bottom of the racetrack, I'm going to go ahead and take it. So I dove for the bottom, got some help coming with me, got up even with Tyler down the front stretch to recollection, and we were side drafting along, and I knew that the race was going to be largely decided by how we got off into turn one. So I tried to get myself real tight on his door, start the side draft up, and then as you go off into the hole, you break away hard from him, cut that radius down quickly before you lose too much speed so you can clear him, right? And then once I heard that magical word clear, it's make your card as wide as humanly possible. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, you're either going to find the fence or you're going to find the checkers flag, but that's the choice you have to make as a driver. And you can't lift and you can't choose not to block. You have to choose to win. You can't choose to lose. Those are the only options you're presented with in that situation. So it was thrilling.
Let's go over here to Jerry again, and then we'll come up to Dustin.
One more question. What was the first thing that went through your head when you crossed the start-finish line?
Honestly, I was just screaming as loud in my head as I was on the radio. I was just that excited. It was an overwhelming moment to finally see something that we've worked so hard, so long for made real.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. What's it like to share this win with your dad?
I couldn't have asked for anything better than having him here. You know, this has always been a joint effort between myself, he, and Mr. Mike Beam.
And don't forget Ron.
And don't, yeah, Ron, I think that is Ron's car, yeah. Actually. He mentioned that to me before the race. But, no, it's so special to not only, you know, get to win first time for your team owner, but also for your dad. That's huge. You know, probably make the at-home politics a little nicer, a little quieter. So I'm looking forward to that.
He talked about in Victory Lane that he was almost kind of in shock in the sense that there's just so much going on and just there's so much going through his mind with seeing you win. When you obviously there's so much going through your mind right now, I get that. But when you think about all the things that you've done with him through the years to get to this point, are there certain things that pop into your head immediately about this journey that you've taken with him?
Ah, man, we've had a long one. You know, it's been full of ups and downs and more downs sometimes, but we stuck in it. We walked into the sport with kick me signs on our backs, and now for the most part we've gotten that off, I like to think. But you know, it was a great experience, and it gave us a lot of real valuable learning experience for being in this business. So, you know, I was there for the days we struggled, and I'm just privileged to be here for the days that we get to win.
Any more questions? Go over here to Chris.
What about Dash for Cash next week? Did you ever thought about that?
If I win the Xfinity Dash for Cash, I am taking every person at GMS out for steak dinner until I'm out of money or they're out of cows, whichever comes first. Just so y'all know, I'm not kidding about that, by the way. I will spend $100,000 on steak dinners for every person at GMS.
First. He's got to get the money first.
You're never seeing that check, old man. You're never seeing it. It's coming to GMS Racing, and you are 2,000 miles away.
Okay. Any more questions? Up here to Lee.
Mario, I just want to hear, you know, what you think of all of this, and because it has not been an easy journey, as he said.
Well, I'm an outsider to this business. You all have grown up in it. I couldn't spell car about 6 years ago, as I like to joke. And I still am only on C, near as I can tell. But it's a business in many ways, you know, and you got to make tough decisions. You got to invest in people. You got to make sure that you're, you know, going down the right path with the right leadership. But, you know, I put the father hat on. This is it doesn't get much better than this. I don't think, like I said earlier, maybe there are many people that can sit here and wear both hats. And the competition thing, I thrive on competition. I don't want to be in victory lane. I don't need that front end. I just want to say, good job, guys, and stand in the back and applaud. And there's nothing beats winning. I mean, if you've played sports, and I've been doing it since I was this big, and stick and ball. That's why I couldn't spell car. But this is so much fun, so much fun.
Let's go over here in the middle.
Chris Ciccoli, frontstretch.com. Spencer, this season, GMS's performance has just continued to click and get better and better. Did you see the first win coming earlier than today, or did you see it a little further away?
You know, I thought I'm the kind of guy, I don't like to plan anything more than 24 hours in advance. I find it takes the fun out of it. So when I approach my racing, the way I like to think about things is I don't really keep a big mental picture of the racing year in my head. When I walk into a racetrack, that racetrack's the only place I think about. That car, what we've got that weekend, is the only thing I keep room in my head for, because I find that keeps you the most focused. So going into this race, I knew we had something. I knew we had something that could win this race. It was going to be a matter of surviving it. It was going to be a matter of being in the right place at the right time, you know. But you got to make your own luck. You got to get yourself near the front to be able to make, you know, have opportunities like that present themselves to you and make moves like that. Yeah.
Any more questions? Okay, gentlemen, enjoy it.
Thank you,
guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, guys.